Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And Jonathan Frakes is with us. You know him as Captain Will Riker on numerous Star Trek films, TV series. He's directed a bunch of these. And he's also he's doing something pretty cool called purplestride.org. If you go to purplestride.org/teamtrek, you can find out all about this. It's a trek against pancreatic cancer and the PanCan Purple Stride. Jonathan, how are you?
Never better. How are you?
Great, man. This is cool to catch up with you. How long did you portray Captain Will Riker?
1987. After seven auditions over 6 weeks, finally gave me the job. So it's been good to me for many, many years. That's 38 years ago.
Yeah, really. And you know, once you establish a character like that, especially in the Star Trek universe, that's it, right?
Dude, it has been a gift that keeps on giving between the conventions and then learning how to direct. So I get to work on the kind of the next generation of shows. I work on, Picard and Discovery and Strange New Worlds, Lower Decks. So there's a...
And you've been on a bunch
Trek
of...
Trek is alive and well.
Yeah, the fact that, you know, I'm sure you've been to many Comic Cons and things like that.
Oh, have I ever. I've seen every dirty Klingon in the country.
That's good. I mean, okay, so tell me about your first Comic Con, because I've been to a couple of these, and the first one that I went to, I was kind of blown away. I was like, I should be wearing a mask or something.
I know. They really are bizarre. I mean, you get a little used to them, which is weird in itself. I will tell you that the first one I went to was in Syracuse, New York, and the show had just started to air, and the audience was, to be generous, very skeptical about Next Gen. They didn't want an old English captain with a French name, and they didn't want a Klingon on the bridge, and they didn't want a blind pilot. And there were so many things, because they were, Spock and Bones and Kirk, and that was their Star Trek.
Right, right.
So I was nervously waiting to go on in what they call the dealer's room, where they have all the, all the swag. And I was standing by a table. They were selling these little galoob action figures of all of it that had just been produced. And there was a sign, a disheartening sign at the end of the table that said, buy any action figure, get Riker free. I had that stuck in my brain as I wandered onto the stage.
You're right.
Kind of lukewarm applause. But ever since, since then, it has gotten increasingly better at the con. But that was it was an auspicious opening.
That's great. We're talking to Jonathan Frakes here in National Defense. So our audience, just so you know, is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And, man, I know that's a group that you talk about Klingons. I mean, they are into it, right?
Well, so many military people have told me that, especially when they're stationed elsewhere, that Star Trek was often the only, not the only thing, but the two or three shows that they could get or that they had sent tapes of, so they became loyal fans. Also, the kind of Horatio Hornblower naval setup of the starship, of the ship,
right,
of the Enterprise,
right,
appealed to a lot of people and inspired a lot of people to, in their leadership qualities of the characters have been very inspirational to people in the military. And frankly, it's been inspirational to play Riker. I aspire to be as honorable and trustworthy as he is.
But the uniforms never caught on, did they?
Oh, God in heaven. Well, the last season of Picard, the uniforms were the worst part of the gig. Those spandex.
Right.
Disgusting, smelly. Anyway, but in the last season of Picard, we had these cool kind of leather flight.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right?
Those were cool.
Where were those clothes 38 years ago?
Yeah. Hey, what's the first time you saw somebody dress up on Halloween as you?
Oh, very early on. I actually had I stole a uniform from work, and a contractor that was working on the house is a tall guy like me said, could I borrow your uniform? And he went out as Riker. So
that's funny.
I personally contributed to that horrible cult.
Well, hey, let's talk about this PanCan. Now you're the spokesperson for PanCan, the trek against pancreatic cancer and the PanCan Purple Stride, the walk to end pancreatic cancer. taking place in LA and 60 communities nationwide. How did you get involved on a very personal level with this?
Well, my late great brother, Daniel Frakes, died with pancreatic cancer when he was 41. Mm. He had turned yellow with jaundice. We took him to the hospital at the University of Pennsylvania. They opened him up with the Whipple, which is the operation they use to perform pancreatic surgery, and it's like a top of a carrying a bucket. And then they said, "We're sorry." They closed him up. He said, "You're too far gone." Mm. And Daniel will be gone in 6 months. And 5 months later, he was gone. And it was a week before our daughter was born, ironically.
Oh, wow.
And at that point, it was a 3-4% survival rate. Now, we're proud to say that it's up to 13%, which obviously still sucks. There's more work to be done. But this organization, this PanCan.org, has been amazing. And the Purple Stride event, as you mentioned, it's now in 60 cities. So that's kind of a big deal. And we're trying to raise $19 million. We got 70,000 people participating this year. So I got involved because of Daniel. And there's an actor named Kitty Swink, who was an old friend from New York, who has been on all the Star Trek. He's married to Armin Shimerman, who plays Quark on Deep Space. And we've had John Billingsley join us, who plays Dr. Phlox on Enterprise, and J.T. Koto, whose brother was the showrunner on Enterprise. So we are now Team Trek. But Kitty is a 20-year pancreatic cancer survivor.
Oh, wow.
And a giver of hope, so, which is astounding, really. I mean, that is an astounding phenomenon.
Well, yeah.
So I encourage people who are suffering with pancreatic cancer or have family members who are, to go to this PanCan.org website. There's a whole support system in there. For instance, if you've gotten a diagnosis from a doctor that is hopeless, they give you alternative doctors who have alternative methods. There's support for both the patients and for their families. And the objective is to raise the awareness so we can find a marker of some kind, either in a blood test, something simple, to get to this cancer early and make it less. I mean, it's the second deadliest cancer. So there's been great advancement with breast cancer, with colon cancer, where if you get to it early, it's not a death sentence. So our goal is to get into that range. So please come and help it out at the Purple Stride event on Saturday, April 27th, in a community near you. How about that pitch?
That's a fantastic pitch. We're talking to Jonathan Frakes here on the National Defense. And Jonathan, this is so timely in my life because one of our great friends of ours, a couple that lives just really right down the street, she has just been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and has none of this in her family. And, you know, the first question is always, how did this happen? How did this happen? And they caught it, relatively early. And so, like you say, I love the phrase giver of hope, because we have met a couple of people now that are pancreatic cancer survivors. And, man, it just lights up your world, right?
She got to it early, so she's not stage four.
No. They found it very, very early. And in fact, her husband is getting a second opinion this week, and then they're going to start the chemo. But, you know, any time that you hear about, even that you say 7-13%, but that's almost double the success rate already. And so, these kind of things that you're involved in here, man, it's just fantastic.
It's great when you can see the difference, you know?
Right.
The last 3 years, it's gone up a percentage point each year. So hopefully with the success of the Purple Stride event, we can, and I'm told that 92 cents on each dollar is actually going into this research and going to the doctor. So if that's the case, I'm even more proud.
Yeah, that's fantastic. If you go to purplestride.org/teamtrek, you can sign up, find out if it's in your community. And I have to ask you about one more show that you were on. Were you actually on Barnaby Jones?
Oh, was I ever. One of my earliest jobs. And he was delightful.
Oh, I love it.
He was such a gentleman and such a wonderful host. And it was my second job in L.A. And he took me to lunch across from the studio, and he sort of welcomed me to the business. He was absolutely a wonderful gentleman. The show was a blast, and I remember it was an episode. I think we were doing a play in the show. It was a murder that was involved in the production of a play. And anyway, it was a great, one of my fondest experiences, because it was so old Hollywood,
right?
To have the same thing on Matlock. He took me to lunch and he said, you know, kind of welcome to the business and I hope you do well. It was great tradition back then. Yeah,
that's cool. Well, Jonathan, listen, man, thank you for what you're doing with PurpleStride.org. Would encourage everybody to go there, check it out, find out if it's in your community. And, man, best of luck. Just keep it going.
Randy, I really appreciate your time, and I really appreciate the shout-out to the Purple Stride. Thanks,
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.